November the 12th, 1659. I have succeeded in making a table and a chair. It was hard and difficult work, unlike anything I've ever done before, but eventually I've made something I can sit on, and something I can sit at, even if they both wobble. Slowly I'm beginning to feel a little more civilized, as if I might have a chance of surviving as an intelligent man rather than a wild animal. I salvaged a few books from the ship before it sank, mainly Bibles and prayer books, so that at least I have some reading material. November the 18th, 1659. I've begun to widen and deepen the shallow cave in the hillside to make more room for my possessions. For this work I have made a spade from some hard wood, and also a basket to carry out the earth I dig. Every morning I go for a walk with my dog and my gun, and we never fail to bring back something to eat. Life is getting better, if it weren't for the loneliness. The lack of any human voice except my own is almost impossible to bear. November the 20th, 1659. My work on the cave has given me another idea. It is a great struggle to lift the baskets of earth over the fence around my tent. So I am using the earth to strengthen the fence itself. Each time I come out of the cave with a full basket, I go to the fence and pile the earth against it. In this way, I am slowly turning the fence into a strong wall, which should well withstand any storms like the one which shipwrecked me here. December the 10th, 1659. For the last few weeks, I've been working hard on widening and lengthening my cave. I want to make it big enough to accommodate a store, kitchen, dining room, and cellar. While I was doing this, I stayed in my tent, but sometimes the rain came down so hard that even the tent couldn't keep me dry. After one night, when I got completely soaked, I covered the entire area with long poles from rock to rock and thatched them with large leaves to create one enormous bivouac. I was just thinking that my cave was almost finished when a huge quantity of earth fell on me and I was almost buried alive. Because of this, I will have to renew the whole structure, scraping out the loose earth and carrying it outside, and then using props to make sure the ceiling doesn't fall in again. December the 27th, 1659. This afternoon, I killed a young goat and injured another. I caught the wounded animal and carried it home. Back at my camp, I made a splint to put on the goat's broken leg. I had to knock the creature out to stop it struggling while I fitted the splint, but it soon recovered. January the 26th, 1660. I have taken great care of my injured goat, and now it has recovered. To my surprise, however, although the little creature could easily run away, it has become so tame that it feeds on the grass nearby and refuses to leave me. This has given me the idea of breeding goats so that I don't have to hunt for food. April the 16th, 1660. Yesterday I finished the wall. It is very thick and strong, and I have finally persuaded myself that if anyone comes from the shore, my camp will be perfectly disguised. But today, disaster struck again. Suddenly the earth came crumbling down from the roof of my cave, and two of the posts that were propping up the roof cracked in the most terrifying manner. I ran out of the cave, climbed up the ladder, and scrambled over the wall. Rocks were falling from the hillside around me, and below me the waves crashed on the beach with tremendous force. I was in the middle of an earthquake. Suddenly I looked up and saw a chunk of rock tumbling down the hillside towards me. I threw myself to one side only just in time. After a while I could feel no more shocks, and I sat on the ground in a daze. Gradually the sky became overcast and the wind began to rise. In less than half an hour the most dreadful hurricane broke out, far worse than the storm that had wrecked my ship. The sea was covered with foam and froth. The shore was flooded and the trees were torn up by their roots. The hurricane lasted for about 3 hours, and I sat and watched its tremendous force, knowing that I was far safer outside than I was in my cave or anywhere near the trees or rocks. At last, the wind began to blow itself out, and the sea became calm again. Then the rain came down, and I felt it was safe enough for me to go back into my cave. June 16, 1660. Going down to the beach today, I found a large turtle. It was the first time I had seen such a creature on the island. I killed the thing and spent a long time cooking her over my fire. I also found 60 eggs inside her. Her flesh is the most savory and succulent that I have ever tasted in my life. June 25, 1660. Whether it was the earthquake, the hurricane, the perpetual rain, or the turtle, I have no idea, but I soon found myself feeling sick and shivering violently. On June 20, I lay awake all night, feverish with violent pains in my head. Was I dying? I had no medicines to dose myself with, and being ill so far from civilization terrified me. I prayed to God to help me, although I was so sick and confused I hardly knew what I was saying. For the next 3 days I lay desperately ill. The fever has passed now, but it has made me realize how truly alone I am here.